I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Is nice. I definitely wanted to get to that 20 number.
20 is the magic number on the PGA Tour, and golfer Dustin Johnson knows what it means.
You know, to get 20 wins, you know, obviously it's a lifetime exemption on the tour, so that's a very big accomplishment.
A huge accomplishment. With his win at the Mexico Championship, Johnson no longer has to qualify for playing privileges. All he has to do now is just show up, and the rest of the field will definitely take notice. At 21 under par this week, Johnson was 5 shots better than Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland.
I knew at that point that I didn't really have a chance. DJ was playing too well. You know, we had some, you know, we had par fives coming up, and it just wasn't, you know, I was just too far behind. So I just consolidated my second place, and, you know, that's all I could really do.
McIlroy takes comfort knowing in a normal year, his score would top the final leaderboard at the Mexico event.
The last 2 years, it would have been good enough. So at least I know my games. You know, there was just one guy that played a bit better than everyone else this week, and that's, you know, you have to accept that and move on. I have to take the positives from my week, and, you know, there's plenty of them to take.
Third place was a full 10 shots behind, where Kiradek Afabarnet of Thailand finished strong by reeling off 3 straight subpar holes.
Last 3 birdies is a big thing for me. The FedEx point, the rest of Dubai point, even the world ranking as well. So it's make me release me a little bit. Just go back and play my own game. Don't force myself too much. And it's been a great week so far.
Paul Casey of England also made a final surge to share third place.
Maybe a little bit tired from the last 2 PGA Tour events where we had the Monday finish and then all the rain delays last week. I just said, come on, let's just attack this. Let's figure out a way. I'm not sure I can give you an answer as to what we did differently. But I pulled it off.
With all of his accomplishments, the veteran Casey has yet to win a World Golf Championship tournament.
I still feel like, you know, I'm one of the older guys now, 41, but there's no reason why I can't lift one of these things.
Johnson has spent 11 productive years on the PGA Tour so far.
It's tough enough to get one win, you know, out here. And, you know, to win every year I've been on tour is something that I work hard on and I want to do, and so I want to keep it going as long as I can.
Now that he has reached the elite exemption status, could golf's Hall of Fame be calling soon?
I still got a long way to go, hopefully, and hopefully I got a bunch more wins to put on my resume before I start thinking about that.
Kasumi Kaseki Country Club will host the golf tournament at the 2020 Olympics. The club has been making social progress ahead of the Tokyo Games. Just last year, it admitted its first female players on the course. Hiromi Kobayashi was the LPGA Rookie of the Year in 1990 and is now a Japan Golf Association official. She thinks Kasumi Kaseki Country Club can help promote the sport of golf internationally. She says, I am happy that we will have the chance to promote Japan through hosting the Olympics golf event and by showing to the world how great this golf club is, because the popularity of golf is still varied from country to country. Golf returned to the Olympics 3 years ago in Rio de Janeiro after a 112-year absence. Unlike in Rio, Tokyo and Japan offer golfing tradition. The sport is popular in the country, and the Olympic venue northwest of Tokyo is over 90 years old. Japanese professional golfer Sunoyuki Nakajima hopes golf will become a lasting Olympic sport after Tokyo 2020. Golf returned as an Olympic event, but I personally think it did not draw enough interest. I believe that the true value of golf as an Olympic event will be judged after the 2020 Games in Tokyo. I hope people will accept golf as a key part of the Olympics and for it to become one of the regular events in the Olympics program. I believe that a lot rests on the outcome of the golf event at Tokyo 2020. The Olympic golf tournament will be played on the East Course, while a section of the West Course will be turned into a practice ground for the Games. Pressure from the International Olympic Committee helped the club upgrade women to full membership status. three men's tennis tournaments are offering players this week chances to get their seasons going in full swing, like 2018 season-ending champion Alexander Zverev of Germany, who is at the Mexico Open in Acapulco.
This is going to be my second tournament of the year, and it's almost end of February, so obviously every player has played more than me, basically, and but I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to kind of really get going now because it's a busy schedule.
Zverev loves the atmosphere so much, he feels as if he's on vacation.
I'm staying in a house which is, 5 minutes away from here, and the beach is basically 20 meters away from the house, and I can go every morning. I do go every morning to the beach. I do enjoy the water a lot, and I think this place is in a way holidays for us.
Stan Wawrinka of Switzerland also enjoys being at the Mexico resort.
Sunny, you by the beach, nice pool, a lot of people, a lot of fans. Atmosphere is amazing to play here during the night. So, yeah, there is a lot that the tournaments make it for the player to feel at home.
The Mexico Open was played on outdoor red clay courts until 2013. The change to hard courts was introduced in 2014, which is something new for Wawrinka.
Last time I played here was only on clay court, so I'm going to see how it looks now on hard court during match night session and all. For sure it's going to be completely different condition than last few weeks indoor in Europe, but I'm excited to be here.
Diego Sebastian Schwartzman of Argentina says the hard courts in Mexico are different from what the players see elsewhere, and he's making an adjustment like everyone else.
The court is okay. It's not really fast like Australia. It's slower. The ball is jumping a little bit. So it's great for me. I need a few days because I'm coming from clay season in South America. I need a few days to be again here in hard court in my best way. So I'm trying to do.
Road cycling has been contested at the Olympics since the modern era began in 1896. So it's no surprise the sport has inspired people to get on their bikes no matter where they live. In Alice Springs, Australia, a group called Women on Wheels cycles three times a week, sometimes covering as much as 45 kilometers in one ride. Allie Thorne is one of the riders who often braves the heat down under.
It's really an entry-level cycling group to encourage women to get into road cycling and learn the skills of how to safely ride in a peloton. People say, oh, isn't it too hot or it's too cold? But if you just pick the right times, you can usually find a beautiful part of the day to go for a ride.
Australia says more people cycle in the Northern Territory than anywhere else in the country. Government data says women in the region are twice as likely to hop on a bike as other women in the country. Alice Springs is the territory's second most popular city, and it's connected by long, flat bike paths. Community worker Emily Ings likes road cycling so much, she got rid of her car.
Alice Springs is a pretty small town, and I found myself being quite lazy, going to work and going to people's houses and things like that. So I sold my car about 2 years ago, and I've been riding my bike pretty much ever since.
As road cycling continues to roll on, Allie Thorne says it's easy to get started and relatively inexpensive.
Oh yeah, do it.
Cycling's
good choice.
You don't need a really super flash expensive bike, and just get out there and give it a go.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.